in those dark moments, in the pain, there's an opportunity to turn towards that information with curiosity and to learn.
Hello, and welcome to the She Believes She Could podcast. I'm your host, Allison Walsh. I'm a corporate executive, entrepreneur, coach, professional speaker, and mom of three who's obsessed with mindset, confidence, brand building, and helping you create the life and career that you can't stop thinking about. If you're a queen who's chasing your dreams, you are in the right place. I love nothing more than empowering you and equipping you with inspiration, motivation, and the resources you need to make your goals a reality. This show was designed with your dreams in mind, and I am so excited for you to soak up the knowledge and wisdom that my incredible network of guests will share with you. They're successful leaders, impact makers, and world changers, and they're coming in hot with words of wisdom to help you go farther, faster, and make epic things happen for your future. Remember that I believe in you 1000%, and my goal is that you do too. Never forget that you are a queen and you deserve to have it all. So sit back, relax, and get your favorite note-taking device because you're about to receive positive vibes and advice that will help you level up in business and in life. Now let's get to work. Join me in welcoming Dr. Kate Truitt, a clinical psychologist and applied neuroscientist, to the show. She is a globally recognized expert in trauma, stress, and resilience. She is the founder of the educational platform Truitt Institute and leads her award-winning clinical team at Dr. Kate Truitt and Associates. As a member of the Goldie Hawn Foundation's Mind Up Scientific Advisory Committee and a co-developer of the Havening Techniques, she passionately advocates for mental health, literacy, and empowerment globally. Her voice in the mental health arena extends to her role as a sought-after speaker and expert in the media, including features on BBC and Today. Dr. Kate has delivered keynotes and training at prestigious platforms like the United Nations and the United States Department of Defense. Through her social media channels and as an international best-selling author of Healing in Your Hands and her new memoir, Keep Breathing, she is dedicated to destigmatizing mental health and fostering resilience worldwide. You know, I'm all for this. I am so pumped for you to meet Dr. Kate Truitt. So let's get to work. All right. Well, I am so excited that you are on our show today. Would you mind introducing yourself to our audience?
Well, hello, everyone. I'm absolutely delighted to be here today with Allison and all of you. My name is Dr. Kate Truitt, or just call me Kate. I'm a psychologist and neuroscientist. I also wear a lot of other hats: entrepreneur, thought leader, speaker, author, international best-selling author now, which is amazing. And just delighted to be here and have the opportunity to share about the journey.
Well, I'm excited that you are here. You've had quite the journey, and I want our audience today to hear a little bit more about your story because it is so powerful. And I know you've poured your heart and soul into your most recent book, and we'll get into that even more. But would you mind just rewinding the tape for everyone so they can catch up to where you are now?
Yeah. Well, so I started out in business, which I know a lot of your listeners are in business themselves. I joke that the way I navigated my daddy issues as a child was to read his business books. I was trying to find a way to have a conversation with him. And as I grew up, I started to really realize that I struggled with anxiety and depression and wanted to understand why and really get clear on the nuances of what was happening in my own mind and body. And so I started studying fear learning paradigms, neuroscience, psychophysiology, which is the mind-body connection, which led me into the field of psychology. So I have two bachelor's degrees, one in business, one in psychology, two master's degrees, one in psychophysiology, one in business, and then my PhD in clinical psychology. Everything I do today is about supporting people all over the world and learning how to partner with their mind and their body through our brain's incredible mechanisms of change that are inherent to build agency and confidence within. So we know that we are the change agents, and even in the darkest moments, there's light.
When you think about your career, I mean, obviously you've been able to like run alongside a lot of people and help a lot of people. Where do you notice some of the most common places that people get stuck or that they are feeling the fear or just carrying with them so much maybe from their past?
Shame, number one, first and foremost. Our brains are designed to have shame as a learning mechanism for doing something different. The difficulty is that our brain learns what's right and what's wrong from our caregivers. And so often those constructs are passed down in a very painful and, in a way, incorrect way across generations. And so as a child, we might learn that something is the way we're supposed to be, how we stay safe, how we're loved, how we belong. And then we go out into the real world and we realize, wait, what I was taught isn't real. And our brain and our body can spiral into shame and self-doubt and criticism and judgment and get stuck there for a really long time.
Yeah, no, I can totally relate to that. And I think so many people that are listening probably can too. If you really take a step back and you look at your life and maybe the things that have held us back, and it's those parts of us that maybe we don't want to share or that we wish didn't exist or, you know, that we could just erase. But ultimately, there's a lot of freedom in learning how to move through that and release that and not allow that to be our identities, you know, throughout the course of our lives. But I want to talk about today this beautiful book that is now available. And would you share with us? So it's called Keep Breathing. And it is, again, just first of all, beautiful. I love a nice soft cover on a book. Just that's like one of my favorite things.
It literally is satiny.
It's like very soothing. So just even to hold. But I would love for you to share why this book, why now, what prompted you to write this, and then we'll get into who it's for.
Yeah. Well, the prompt was a very difficult moment where I had a client who came into our office with an intention to hurt me, which is very traumatizing for everybody in the office. And at that point, I'd already come through a lot of my own trauma. I had one of those hubris moments of, I've done my work and I'm an expert. I'm okay. And then when this situation unfolded, I had acute stress disorder, which would have transcended it pretty quickly into PTSD, I believe, except for I was very lucky to have the tools on hand, which I talk about in the book and that I teach in my first book, Healing in Your Hands, how to use. That for me was the clear door that I had to walk through of no matter how much work we do, no matter how much we think we know, our brains are always vulnerable and susceptible to these really dark, chaotic moments in life that we can't control. And our brain hates being out of control, right? We struggle with that as humans. And so I just said, you know, I've got a story to tell. What if I, being the expert, could highlight how also human I am? So I wear so many hats. And at the end of the day, the primary thing I am is human. And I do it really well sometimes and not so great at other times, just like everybody else. And that's what the book's about. So it's a memoir. It uses my journey through a lot of really, really hard, painful life experiences as the case study to illuminate why brains brain, why we struggle the way we do, what happens in the darkness, and how to find a way to the light.
Well, I know this book is going to make a real difference for a lot of people. And I would love if you wouldn't mind sharing maybe a couple of pieces of wisdom from the book or a takeaway for our audience to be able to really utilize in their own lives when some things get hard, right? And they're experiencing something difficult.
Yeah. Well, I think that, Allison, the main thing that the book is really focusing on is that we all have moments of darkness. We all struggle. That's human. It's actually the way our brain is trying to take care of us, which seems so incongruent and confusing at times. The main piece of wisdom is that in those dark moments, in the pain, there's an opportunity to turn towards that information with curiosity and to learn. Now, I'm not saying that's easy by any means. I mean, I was at dinner with a girlfriend last night and she's like, well, I'm 2/3 of the way through. And the next thing I ask is, well, has it gotten better yet? And she's like, oh, no, it's still really hard. I'm like, yeah, 2/3 of the book is it's real. It's raw. It's authentic. It's hard. But there's opportunity in that. There's resilience in that. There's wisdom in that for all of us. That's really the main takeaway is in those painful moments, we're not alone. We all have our versions of it. And how do we reach out and connect with each other or with ourselves in those painful spaces so that we can move on to the other side? And I talk a lot about brain partnership, our little friend Amy the amygdala, who I love, who is our brain's internal superhero. And how do we turn towards that part of our brain that causes so much chaos and worry and fear and panic and trauma? And instead of pushing back or shaming ourselves for it, saying, hey, brain, high five. Nice to see you. Thanks for doing the job. Let's not do it the old way anymore. Let's find a new way forward. And that's the opportunity.
Yeah, we don't have to always respond the way we always have responded, right? And I think that self-awareness piece and being mindful and recognizing it is such a powerful first step too, because it's like, oh, now I know where it's coming from. I had a wonderful coach and mentor in my life that would just always say, like, name it to tame it, like understand where it's coming from and then be able to take those steps. So I love that. And, you know, it is design. Our brains are designed to like protect us, right? We can rewrite how we do things. We don't have to constantly revert back to old ways of managing all of the difficulties. So, but I would love also, I mean, we have a lot of people that listen to this show that love reading. So, you know, they're going to pick up a copy of the book, which is great, but they're also fascinated with the process, right? Of writing a book and what you know, went through during the process, right? There's a lot of aspiring authors. There's others that have lived it, myself included. And it's a journey, right? So I'd love to hear just your story and your journey in writing this book.
Yeah. And it's literally birthing something into the world. It's incredible. And I know, you know, very, very well that journey.
It is. It's a journey.
Yeah. And it's raw and it's vulnerable. So this new book, Keep Breathing, took me 5 years to write. A good anchor is my first book, Healing in Your Hands. I wrote in between, about halfway through, after starting to write Keep Breathing. And I wrote it in 8 months and then published it. And it's great. It's an international bestseller now. It's amazing. I love that book. But Keep Breathing took 5 years because of the depth of vulnerability that I had to invite my soul to lean into. And also the tenderness in telling the story, so that the story opens up with me giving the eulogy at my fiance's funeral. He died a week before our wedding, and the funeral was basically what would have been our wedding. We'd been together for 10 years, and unpacking the nuances and the intricacies of the loss of how he died. He was a victim of the opioid epidemic. He had chronic illness and pain and was overprescribed. And taking that inception moment and using that as a narrative to help people understand the depths of trauma and addiction and suicidal considerations and anxiety, all the way chronic pain and illness. And knowing every step of the way, as I told that story, it wasn't just my story. It was my parents' story. It was John, my fiance's story. My now partner, who's amazing, Nas, he's in the book. It's his story. I'm really finding the loving ways to talk about those experiences that allow for the darkness to be real, because we can't rewrite history, and also respectfully share the data. So for me, the journey was, I don't know if I can say, you know, there's the adage of the shitty first draft. I had probably nine. As it just was the experience of trying to find the tenderness and how to play into my mission of, here's the story. And Dr. Frank Anderson, who's a phenomenal psychiatrist and professional in the world, he's like, this book's a thriller. Like, you cannot put it down. That's the main piece of data I've gotten, is you can't put the book down when you start reading it. And to me, as a scientist, that means I did my job, because the science is woven in so delicately as an illuminator, but not a textbook.
Can you believe that She Believed She Could? The book has been out for months already. It has been a journey and an honor and a true privilege to be able to share this wonderful book with the world. I hope you've picked up your copy. If you have not, make sure you check out shebelievedbook.com or any of the major retailers, including amazon.com, of course, and grab your copy. When you do, you get access to an entire downloadable workbook full of resources and exercises and tools that I have used with my clients and team members for over a decade to help them achieve abundant success. So make sure you grab your copy at shebelievebook.com, and I hope you enjoy every page. Well, and that's incredible. That's an art that you were able to do that.
It was five years of diligent daily on top of running three businesses, just going and disappearing into the wormhole of crafting the experience that I needed, my soul needed people to have with this book.
And how do you feel now that it's out in the world?
Oh, it's a breath of relief. It's a sigh. It's like, and it's also that just the feedback of people reaching out and sharing the resonance. It's kind of like my soul can say, oh, you did the job. You did it.
Yeah. And it's important to have those moments too, because I think it's like there's so much that goes into writing and pouring your soul into something. And then all of a sudden it's like, it's out and you're like, oh, wow. Okay. Now the next,
now
it's
what?
Like a whole other part of the journey, right? Like once it's out, but it can be easy for, I mean, I'm sure you're a high achiever too. I mean, you've got multiple businesses, you're very ambitious, you've got all these things. So it's easy for us to like turn and focus on like, oh, what's next, right? But like staying present and enjoying it is so important. So I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And just really looking at the opportunities of how in business and relationships and the field of mental health, we're humans first and foremost. How do we partner with our humanity? Turn towards a really good point.
Yeah, really good point too. And because I think it's so important for us to always recognize that. And, you know, I keep thinking about some of the things you mentioned earlier. Again, same point, we're humans first, right? And allowing ourselves to be that and to lean into that and really show up as we are is, I think I've noticed the older I get, the more I'm comfortable with doing that, right? Where it's just like, you just start to let it go and you start to just stand in your truth and your power and in your story. And there's a lot of beautiful things that can come from that. And, you know, you being so open with everything that you've experienced and sharing all of this in your book and all of the people that are, you know, listening and that you're sharing with other audiences too. It's just those moments where you're like, I can be me and I can allow myself to fully be seen. The great parts, the hard parts, the lessons learned in between, right? All of it is just what allows other people to say, okay, she gets me too, right? And there's a lot of comfort that comes from knowing that we're all humans first. So, but it would not be an episode of the She Believes She Could podcast if we did not talk about some mindset and confidence perspectives. And I love to ask every guest that comes on this show, what does confidence mean to you?
You know, in science, it's interesting. We have a confidence ratio or interval that's 95% or above. And I love that framework for confidence because a 95% felt sense of belief and actualization and knowingness is a sense of, okay, I've got this. And there's always that 5% opportunity for what comes next. So confidence for me is it's about belief in self. It's about agency and also that next 5% for expansion.
I love that. Definitely one of the most unique definitions that we've had on the show. So I love it.
Leave it to a neuroscientist.
No, I love it. I think that was fascinating and wonderful. So, and then we also, you know, we love to read, as I mentioned, and we always spotlight and suggest other authors and books and influencers and just people doing amazing things in this world so that we can continue to share their gifts with the audience too. So who else do you recommend and who should we be reading, following, watching, etc.?
Oh God. I mean, that is the hardest question because I am an avid reader. So depending on the topic area, I can give you an author on pretty much anything. There's a couple, so I'm going to give you three if that's okay.
That's
and I'll,
perfect.
I'll give the topic area. So, Dr. Romney, who just became a New York Times bestselling author, who does a lot of incredible work with survivors of narcissistic abuse. There's so much focus in our society about being a narcissism and understanding the narcissist. And we live in a world right now where surviving that mental framework and the gaslighting is prolific. And her new book, It's Not You, is deeply profound and so powerful. And she's just such a rich, authentic voice. And her content is amazing on Instagram. So she's awesome. Check her out. I'm a total fangirl. I would say if you're interested in the AI revolution that is unfolding right now, Laurie Mazur's new book, Temperature, phenomenal. And it's all about creativity and play and architecting the human mind through a space of joy and laughter. And she's just an incredible writer about the human experience of the world and how that can flow forward into AI. It's probably my new favorite book at the moment. And then I'm going to go old school with Viktor Frankl and Man's Search for Meaning, which I talk about a lot in my book, Keep Breathing, and the impact of that and how there was a moment where that book literally saved my life when I was a child. We're meaning-making creatures. And in those really dark, painful moments, there is an opportunity that we can lean into when we open up to it, which is what his work is all about.
Well, beautiful. And again, some new suggestions, which I love. So thank you for those. I mean, really wonderful ones, and a couple that I'm going to go and download now.
Yes.
So thank you. So good. But I'm sure that people are just falling in love with listening to you and your story and everything that is has to do with all of the beautiful work that you're putting out in the world. So where should they find you, follow you, support you, connect with you? Where's the best place?
Well, I mean, of course, I gotta say, if you are interested in buying the book, buy the book. That would be great. Leave a review if you love it. But all of my books are available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Walmart, a bookstore near you. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. My TikTok channel is Ask a Psychologist. It's my hashtag. So basically, people post questions. We do a video a day responding to those questions. My YouTube channel is all about the psychoeducation of the human experience through the lens of neuroscience. And then we do a healing exercise every week so that we can continue to partner with our mind-body system. And then Instagram is all of the fun memes and videos and educational tools you could look for. I also have a training institute. So if people want to come and walk alongside me and learn how to do these tools in real time, come to one of our workshops, reach out. I'd love to see you there.
I love it. Well, congratulations on your book and all of the things that you are doing. It has been a true pleasure, Kate, to have you on the show today. We are wishing you all of the best. And yes, we will link to everything that Kate suggested in the show today, including her book, all of the social handles, and then all of her recommendations too. So check those out in the show notes, everybody. And thank you again for being on our show today.
Thank you for the work you do, Allison. I love your podcast. I'm a longtime listener, so
Oh,
it's
thank
a joy
you.
to be here with you today. Thank you.
Oh, yay. Love that.
I hope you loved this show. If you did, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. It makes a big difference and helps a lot more queens who are chasing their dreams to find this show too. We work really hard on creating a quality production, and I want to make sure as many people that need to listen to it can. So we appreciate your help in advance. And of course, check out the show notes. We always include lots of great information in there, as well as links so that you can continue the conversation or access additional support or resources or the book recommendations from our guests. So please check that out. We would love for you to continue to stay engaged with our beautiful community. You can also access the She Believed She Could Facebook community from the link in the show notes as well. And you know we'll be continuing the conversation at Allison Walsh on Instagram. So please join us there. And remember, I believe in you 1000%. And my goal is that you do too. So please stay connected. Let me know how I can support you as you chase and accomplish your goals. I'm always happy to make a connection, or maybe it's just to fill up your cup and tell you that you're an awesome queen that can accomplish anything that you set your mind to. So whatever you need, I'm here for you. I'm so excited for you. Stay focused, beautiful. It is all within reach, and you deserve abundant success. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.